The Rambam, with regard to the Moadim of Pesach and Sukkot, writes in the Mora in Perek Mem Gimel, "B'shnei Moadim Eilu Ritzon Alomer Sukkot UPesach Malamdim Deos Amidus. Amnam Hadas BePesach Haskaras Osus Mitzrayim VaAsmadas Eladaros. Amnam Hadas BeSukkot LaHas Mitzecher Osus Amidbar Ladaros." So Sukkot and Pesach teach us Deos and Midos, attitudes and character traits. The attitude that Pesach teaches us, the thoughts that Pesach teaches us, the ideas, are that we remember the miracles of Mitzrayim and the continuation throughout the generations. That throughout all the generations we remember the miracles of Mitzrayim. And Sukkot is that we remember for all the generations Zecher Osos Midbar Ladaros, that we remember the Osos in the Midbar, we remember the signs in the Midbar, remember the miracles in the Midbar, in the desert, for the generations. And this is really based on a Medrash in Yalkut Parshas Emor, Tafresh Nun Gimel. Armada Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Banai Osim Es Sukkot V'Darim B'Sorcha Zayin Yamim K'deshi Niskarim Anisim Shasisi Lechem B'Midbar. Sit in the Sukkot so that you remember the Nisan that I did for you in the Midbar. The union of Osos Mitzrayim, the signs in Egypt, is the revelation of the Mor Gadol of Yitzis Mitzrayim, where God's Shechina was revealed b'tachtonim, where God's divine presence was revealed in our lower world. In order to start in this world a Mahalach, a new system, Al-Pi Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the birth of Klal Yisrael. And when Jewish people were chosen as a nation, it was revealed a Seder, a Mahalach of Nisim, that are the foundation of the whole Torah. And that's the beginning of the Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzicha Me'aretz Yisrael. The Shorash of the Torah is the relation of the Yetziyah Mitzrayim. Rov HaMitzvos HaTorah, many of them, are Zecher LeYetziyas Mitzrayim. It's known that the Klolius HaMalach of Yetziyas Mitzrayim is the Madura Tinyan of Bria Se'olam. It's the second version of the creation of the world. Creation of the world, and then Yetziyas Mitzrayim. HaChodesh HaZelechem. Why did it start from Bereshis? You see, these are two brios, two new creations, Bereshis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. 10 Makos, which parallel the 10 Ma'amaros. God created the world with 10 Ma'amaros. Then you have 10 Makos, to peel the layers of the Ma'amaros to be able to see more clearly what's behind the veil. And then Aseres HaDibros, which is the order of the world which is above Teva. So it emerges that the Nisim of Mitzrayim are the Mahalach HaKavua V'Mesuder, the path that is set, that is orderly, that reveals the pathways of Torah in the world. And from then on, we have a Seder on Haga. We have a rulership which is Al-Pi Torah. And everything is Nisim Nistarim. So we see in the Rambam that the Yom Tov of Pesach teaches us that we're always in this Metzias of Osos Mitzrayim. And that he writes that the Sukkot is a limud for the Osos HaMidbar. And we have to remember that for all the generations. Just like when we left Mitzrayim, we have the Osos Mitzrayim b'Asmadas Eladaros. So this Mahalach of Mitzrayim is going to continue for all the generations, this new Seder of being above nature. And Sukkot is Lahas Mitzecher Osos HaMidbar Eladaros. Also, the Midbar is also continuing in a certain way, Ladaris. We still have it today. How is that? So, this is all based on the Torah of Moshe Zatzal. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, writes, after he's marich b'dargas nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ha'aminu bo Yisrael b'nei osas she'asa, the Jewish people didn't believe in Moshe because of the miracles that he did. Because if a person believes based on miracles, yesh b'libo dofi, he can cast dispersions on his belief. Because maybe the miracle was done with witchcraft, with trickery. So all the miracles were not to bring a raya, a nevuah. So why did we have all this miracle? So the Rambam says, "Kolos shasa b'midbar lefi atzara chasam." He did them for a certain need, not to bring a raya nevuah. He had to drown the Mitzrim. We needed food, so he had to give us the man, kibiyachol. We were thirsty, so the water came out of the rack. Be'er. There was Kfiras Adas Korach, so the earth swallowed them up. And also all the other Osos, they're all for a certain need. Uvamehem Inubo. So why did the Jews, yes, believe in God if it wasn't because of the miracles? And the answer is B'mamad Har Sinai. She'inenu ro b'lo zar. Mamad Har Sinai, we saw it, and it wasn't that someone else saw it for us. We saw it ourselves. That's why we believe. We believe because of Mamad Har Sinai. The Rambam is koveh that the osis and the midbar were only the fiat tzarech because they were necessary. So they have no chalos kviyus mehalchem shel Torah ba'olam. Because these nisim are not part of the etzem shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu as a Moser Torah. These nisim are just because we needed them. So when the Rambam writes that the holiday of Sukkot is keneged osos hamidbar, this means that this teaches us that we're always in a situation where if there's a need for an abnormal anhaga, chutz l'teva, supernatural anhaga, we get it. But we're not part of the etzem kviyas seder olam like Nisei Mitzrayim. Also teach us that we're not part of the regular seder of the world. Nisei Mitzrayim teach us God does miracles. And the Midbar also, the fiat tzarech, we had needs for various miracles, so then we got them, and for them, for memory of that, we have Sukkot. So we have to explain this. So first we're going to be explaining the Etzem Inyan Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. The Balamor writes famously, at the end of Maseches Pesachim, some ask, Achilas Matzah, why don't we make a bracha all 7 days? Like we make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days. So why don't we make a bracha on Matzah all 7 days? You learn one from the other. The first night is a chiyuv. Both matzah and sukkah, like we have in Maseches Sukkah. Alimu tesvav tesvav. There's a chiyuv on the first night of Pesach to eat matzah, the chiyuv on the first night of Sukkot to eat bread. So why don't we make a bracha? Sukkah, you make a bracha all 7 days, so why don't you make a bracha on matzah all 7 days? Answers the Baal HaMor, because a person can live without matzah, can eat other things, but sukkah he can't live without. He can't go 3 days without sleeping. He has to sleep. And And that's what it says in the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Kuflaman Aleph Amid Beis. Matzav Chol Machshir Adochem Es HaShabbos. The Rebbe Eliezer, how does Rebbe Eliezer know this? Imi Sukkah, Mas Sukkah, Shekein Oheges B'Lailas Kibi Yamim. Rashi says, Matzah, only the first night is a Chiyuv. And that's why we make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days, not Matzah. Meaning, we make a bracha on Sukkah because you have to sleep in the Sukkah. Can't get around it. So you make a bracha. Sukkahs you have to sit in. Mala Sukkah Shekeinu Heges B'Leilas Kibi Yamim. There's no way to get around it, and like Rashi says, Matzah the first night is a chova, and that's it. So only Matzah is the first night's an absolute chova, and the rest of the Pesach you can avoid it. Sukkah you can't avoid. So Sukkah mandates a bracha, and Matzah doesn't. Sukkah is a necessity, Matzah is not. That's the Balaam or his teretz. That's why you make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days. And you don't make a bracha on matzah all 7 days. This needs more of an explanation. But we see from this Balaam or, like the Gra, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. And that explains his kasha. His kasha is that just like there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah all 7 days, a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. So why don't you make a bracha on the matzah all 7 days? Even though it's a rishus. So that's in the kasha. Then we have to understand the teretz. And what's the teretz? You can't live 7 days without being in the sukkah. So what? Why does that require a bracha? But matzah, you can live 7 days without matzah, the other 6 days. Therefore, there's no bracha. Okay, but there's still a mitzvah, like you see in the kasha. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not obligated to do it, but there's a mitzvah when you do it. So if there's a mitzvah when you do it, then you should have to make a bracha. Just like there's a mitzvah when you sit in the sukkah. You make a bracha, why not when you eat matzah? So we have to understand this Balaam or. So the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says like this: Tanya, Lezer Omer, Ein Yotzin Misukkah L'Sukkah V'Ein Tzo'osin Sukkah B'Chol Shel Moed. Chomram Yotzin Misukkah L'Sukkah V'Osin Sukkah B'Chol Shel Moed. Lezer says you're not allowed to go out from Sukkah to Sukkah, and you don't make a Sukkah on Chol Moed. If you didn't sit in the Sukkah on Yom Tov Rishon, you don't make a Sukkah on Chol Moed. Rashi explains. Chum say you're allowed to go from Sukkah to Sukkah and you make a Sukkah on Chol Moed. What's Rebbe Lezer's reason? Asks the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tase L'Chashivas Yamim. Make a Sukkah that's real L'Shiva. So you see, that has to be real L'Shiva. So no Chol Moed, and no Misukkah L'Sukkah. If you go from Sukkah to Sukkah, then it's not 7 day sukkah. So that's what he darshins. Chag HaSukkos Tase L'Chashivas Yamim. Make for yourself a sukkah for 7 days. And behemshech hasugya, the rabbis darshin this Tase L'Cha to be Mamayit Gezula. It excludes a stolen sukkah. So you see in the Gemara there's a special limud, especially alfusa, to pasul a sukkah gzula. So we have to understand, what's this psul? You can't say that sukkah gzula is a chalos psul in the guf hachevtza, that a sukkah gzula disqualifies the very body of the sukkah, because where the bailim themselves sat in the sukkah, they're yotze. Because for them it's not stolen, they didn't steal it. So therefore it's not a psul, a chalos psul in the guf hachevtza. So the chevtza of a sukkah it is. And you can't say there's a din l'cha that you have to own it. Because gabe lulav, you're not yotze with a borrowed one. And sukkah, you're yotze with a sukkah she'ula, like Tosis notes. You can't say it's mitzad mitzvah baba avera. Because we see that you need a special drasha. So otherwise, why would you say it's mitzvah baba avera? Just say it's mitzvah baba avera. Don't give, bring me a drasha. So what's the psul of Taseh Lecha Lamutei Gzula? So the Rishonim already said that Flamet Aleph, the mitzvah baba avera only applies to something that has ritzuin and avoda like a carbon, something that appeases Hashem, so to speak. Not sukkah. So what chalos psul is there in the sukkah gzula? Also according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Eliezer, what's this din that requires sukkah that's real as shiva? And for that reason, you're not allowed to go out from sukkah to sukkah. His friend's sukkah is also a sukkah kshera. So mechi tesi, it should be puzzle for him and not for his friend. So the explanation is, that's really as it, that definitely sukkah that's not real as shiva is not a psul in the chefts of sukkah. That it says in the pasuk, chagas sukkah tasel ha reveals to us that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is a din in the etzem ayantif. In other words, mitzvah sukkah is different than other asiyas mitzvah. Because sitting in a sukkah is a kiyum din of the yantif. It's a kiyum din, it's a fulfillment of the din of the yantif itself. It's a din be'etzem ayantif. Like it says in the Gemara Daf Beis, B'sukkah teishu shivas yamim, Amar Torah kol shivas yamim tzei redir uskev shevedir sarai. In other words, all 7 days, leave your permanent dwelling and sit in a temporary dwelling. So the kiyum mitzvah sukkah is that it's your makom for all of yantif. You have a place on yantif. What's your place on yantif? The sukkah. So that's the idea behind the sukkah. This is your place. That's a din in the yantif. That your place on yantif is the sukkah. So besides the kiyum gufa mitzvah like lulav and other mitzvahs, yeshiva sukkah is a kiyum of chag sukkahs tasel chashivas yamin. It's a fulfillment of making sukkahs. Sukkahs means that your dwelling place is a sukkah for 7 days. And Memeila Rabbi Lezer holds, Nenachinami, it's at the cheft of sukkah, there's no psul. When you go from sukkah to sukkah, there's no psul in the cheftz of the sukkah, but because of the chagigas hayamtiv shivas yamim, there's a din that the sukkah has to be ru'uya, has to be fitting, that you should sit there all 7 days. In other words, this has to be your place for 7 days. Going from sukkah to sukkah doesn't count. Lashon Rashi, I say sukkah l'shem chag shel shivas yamim. So Roy L'Shiva is Mechai B'Siyah L'Shem Chag. This is your holiday. Your holiday is that this is your place for the 7 days. This is your holiday inn. Now we can also understand Rabbanan. The old from this pasuk, we pass a sukkah gzula, that even though mitzad the cheftz of the sukkah, there's no chalos paslus, it's not disqualified mitzad the cheftz. Nevertheless, din yeshiva sukkah is a kiyum b'din ayantif. And Memela, the rabbis hold that you can't be Mekayim the Din Yontif in a Sukkah Gzula. And even though they argue with Rabbi Lezer, Linyan Sukkah Arui L'Shiva, they hold you're allowed to go from Sukkah to Sukkah, but it's not that they're arguing on the Guf HaMachayiv and what obligates you in Yeshiva Sukkah. Rather, when it comes to going from sukkah to sukkah, rabbis hold, wherever you're going, that's your yamtif. That's where you're being chogeg, your yamtif. And if we don't need a chalos kviyus in yichud for all the days of yamtif in one place, it's enough is that you're in a sukkah. You have to be kavua in a sukkah. It doesn't have to be the specific sukkah, but in a sukkah. But not in a sukkah gzula. There's no chalos kviyus of yeshiva sukkah in a stolen sukkah. It's not yours. How can you be kavu in what's not yours? So Memela, there's no Tase Elecha. You're not making it for yourself. It's Gzula. It's not your Kvius to be there. Memela, it's Puzzle. So that's the Yisod of Sukkah Ruyah L'Shiva and Sukkah Gzula. Sukkah Ruyah L'Shiva. You have to be Kovei yourself in one Sukkah for 7 days. That's how you Chogeg, that's how you celebrate the Yantif. The other Vort, Sukkah Gzula, you have to be Kavu in a Sukkah. But not in a stolen one. A stolen one, doesn't work. Because there's no kvius in a stolen sukkah. Sukkah means you're leaving your house for 7 days. Kol shivas yamim tzei midiras keva shevidiras arai. The key of mitzvah sukkah is that this is your makom for all of yamtiv. You're leaving your kvius. That's why it might be a problem for women to make a leishev basukkah. If they're not really being mekayim this, if they just happen to be in a sukkah, they make a leishev. But this isn't their kvius. They're in the house a lot of times. That's where their kvius is for yamtiv. So if it's mizdamein that they just happen to be in a sukkah, they're not makayim tsemi diras kev sheba diras aroi. They're allowed to be. They're not chayv in sukkah, but it might be a problem making a leishev. It's a hara ledina. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Mem, mitztar potur min asukkah. Who's a mitztar? You can't sleep in the sukkah because of the wind, because of the flies. Bad smell. And it's dafka that the tzar comes b'mikra after you made a sukkah there, but don't make your sukkah lechatchila in a place where you're going to be mitztair. That's the mechaber. The Ramah writes in the name of the Mordechi, yimasa mitchila b'makom shemitztair b'achilo b'shtio b'sheina. You're not yotzei in that sukkah afilu b'dvarim she'elo mitztair b'hem. Because it's not Kain Dira. Shuchalas is some called Tzrachov. So you're not Yotze in that Sukkah, because this isn't Kain Dira, even if sometimes you're not Mitztair, even those things that you're not Mitztair about, but this isn't Kain Dira. So it doesn't count. The only problem is with this Ramah, is what's the difference between whether you made your Sukkah in a place where it would be mitzdayer, or the tzar came afterwards. Now it's not ke'en taduru. This isn't like your home. So now it's not roi l'chol tzarachov. So v'kach liyom rishon, kach liyom sheni. Doesn't matter whether the tzar was from the get-go or the tzar was afterwards. So why is there a chiluk between whether the tzar came before sukkahs, you knew about it, or you didn't know about it? Either way, it shouldn't be roi l'sukkah. We say no. If it came afterwards, you're putter. But if you knew about it before, then you're not. That we say no. That he mustn't mitchila b'makom shemitztayer. You're not yotze there at all. If mitchila you made it in a makom shemitztayer, you're not yotze there at all. If the tzar came afterwards, then if you're not mitzdar at certain times, then you're yotze. But if you made it there from the get-go in a place of tzar, it's disqualified. What's the difference? Kach liyom rishon, kach liyom sheni. It's not kain tadur anymore. Based on what we explained, it's very good. Because if there was no din of kain tadur being like your home, it was a kiyum mitzvah like other mitzvahs, then you wouldn't distinguish between whether it was nifsal at the beginning or on the second day. It's not roi ledira. Not roi ledira. There's no kein tiduru. It's not roi ledira for certain things, and you wouldn't live there. It's not a dira. But the truth is that the root of the kiyum mitzvah is the din in the gufa yomtif. The sukkah has to have a shame, sukkah shel yomtif. The that you can celebrate Yom Tov there with all of its accoutrements. But the discussion is not mitzad the cheftz of the sukkah. And memela, if the sukkah is kahogen melechatchila, in such a way that the shem sukkah is chal, and this could be your makom for all of Yom Tov, you could be mekayim b'sukkah teishu shivas yamim. In other words, at the beginning, there's a chalos kashrus on this sukkah. This could be your dwelling place for 7 days. That's the point of the sukkah. So if afterwards you have a problem, okay, there was already a chalos kashrus on this sukkah, and if those times you're not mitzdayer, you're yotze, because there was already a chalos dira on this sukkah. But if lechatchila you made it in a place that's not royal dira, never had a chalos dira of shiva yeshivas yamim, so it's nothing, doesn't count. Based on this, we can also explain the sukkah in the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, with regard to Shemini Atzeres, which is Safek Shvi. In Chutz Laretz we say Shemini Safek Shvi, Shvi l'sukkah v'Shemini l'bracha. V'yochanan Amar Shemini l'zeh v'lazeh. One opinion says that it's like the seventh day for sukkah, but the eighth day as far as bracha is concerned. V'yochanan says like the eighth day for both. So Mesa Kuli Ama Lo Pligid Yasvin, and everybody holds that you sit in this sukkah. The argument is about a bracha. If you hold it Shvi l'sukkah, if you hold it Shvi l'sukkah, then you make a bracha. And if you hold that it's Shemini Lazeh V'Lazeh, you don't make a bracha. And when it says that in bracha, it's Shemini, it says Shvi. Rav says Shvi L'Sukkah V'Shemini L'Bracha. Meaning, when you make the bracha in Tefillah and Kiddush, Siyom Shemini Chag Atzeres is there. That's the bracha you make, not the bracha in Sukkah. But it's Shvi Linyan Sukkah, and the Gemara says, not only do you sit there, you even make a bracha. Bracha on the Sukkah. And if you hold it Shemini for both, you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a bracha on the Sukkah. That's the Sugyas HaGemara. It's very difficult to understand. By other Yom Tov Sheni, you definitely make a bracha on the Mitzvah Sayyom. Achilas Matzah Yom Tov Sheni is Chayiv in a bracha. So why Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkos is different that you're not making a bracha on the Sukkah? Tosis writes the reason you sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, because for our Sukkah Pomish is Sukkosa Areva Olav. Sometimes you like sitting in your Sukkah, and therefore it's not nicker that you're doing this Mitam Mitzvah. And emerges according to this, the reason you don't make a bracha is because then it's nicker that you're doing it because of the mitzvah. And that's a problem. Because Tos is mechalek between lulav. Tos writes, B'lulav lo ritzel attacking klal sheitlen or lulav misafik. Why aren't you taking the lulav on the eighth day if you're sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day? Fishu yomtev umuksel atiltul minkor lemilsei shena noig ba minakchol. Because it's Yontif, and the lulav is muksa, and it's clear that you're being noeg min akchol. You note the lulav, it's like you're holding it's definitely the seventh day, because you're noeg min akchol by taking this lulav. But by sitting in the sukkah, it's not clear that you're making today into chol by saying it's definitely the seventh day. Because sometimes you're sitting there because you like it. Sukkosa Areva Olav. But if you make a bracha, you're showing that it's really the seventh day. And that's not nice for the eighth day. It shows that it's not really the eighth day, and the eighth day is Yom Tov. It's no good. When we debate, Rashi looks different. The fact that we don't make a bracha on the eighth day is because Sheminihu ve'ein shem sukkos olav. It's the eighth day and it doesn't have a shem sukkos. So it's mashma that there's no shem v'toras sukkos v'inyan bracha, even though you're sitting in the sukkah. Rashi writes, "Dibra maschil bruchei lom v'rachinan the sheminihu ve'ein shem sukkos olav." It's the eighth day and it doesn't have a shem sukkos. It doesn't have a shem in Torah sukkos as far as bracha is concerned, even though you're sitting in the sukkah. What does this mean? So based on what we explain, we understand very well that since the Ikar Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah is to celebrate sukkahs by sitting in a sukkah, in other words, that's you're making a kviyas in the sukkah for 7 days. It's a kiyum in the yontiv of sukkahs, not just a maisa mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, but it's a kiyum in the din yontiv, that in this yontiv you're kavu in the sukkah. Memela, if it's no longer sukkahs, it can't be Mekayim Chaga Sukkos Ta'asilacha, because the Shemini Atzeres are not sukkahs. And Memela, it's Pashat that you're not making a bracha, because the bracha is only Miskayim, the bracha is only said when the Ikar Mitzvah is fulfilled. And that's impossible because it's Shemini Atzeres. Nevertheless, you sit there because of Sveika Diyom Elachumra. But now it's just a Maisa Mitzvah like other mitzvahs, not the Ikar Tzuras HaMitzvah, because it's no longer the Yontav of Sukkos, and therefore you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly anymore. That's what Rashi means when he says Dishminihu Ve'ein Shem Sukkos Olav. You know why you're not making a bracha? Because it's the eighth day. In other words, the Hagdara of sitting in the Sukkah is that you're kovei yourself in the Sukkah for the 7 days of Sukkah. It's a zin in the yontav of Sukkos. But now it's Shemini. Ein shem Sukkos olav. This is no longer your kviyas for 7 days of Sukkos, because it isn't Sukkos anymore. So once he lost the yontav, he lost the mitzvah. So therefore there's no room for a bracha. Why then are you sitting there? Sveika d'yom, so it's a regular maisa mitzvah like other maisa mitzvahs. But it's not a maisa mitzvah in the kiyum of Sukkos, of the yontav of Sukkos, because Sukkos is over. We suspect. In a mele, you can't make a bracha. Sveika d'yom. Even though we suspect it might be the eighth day, why can you sit there? Because it's a kiyum mitzvah, just in case it's the seventh day. A kiyum mitzvah like any other kiyum mitzvah. But since, as Rashi writes, that Shemini Atzeres is Shemini Ve'en Shem Sukkos Olav, so we have this minhag Abaseinu Biyadeinu that we keep it, or in the time of Re'iyah, Mitara Safek. But the Ikar kiyum mitzvah sukkah is that you're kavur there for 7 days of what you know is Sukkos, and here where the yomtiv of Sukkos might be over, you can't make a bracha anymore. You sit there mitzad kiyum of Sveika d'yoma. So that's a maisa mitzvah like any other maisa mitzvah. But like Rashi says, the shmini uvein shem Sukkos olav, it's shmini. It doesn't have a teres yomtiv shel Sukkos anymore. Maybe you can't make a bracha. So now that we've gotten to this beautiful point, אנחנו יכולים להבין the Baal HaMaor that it's roi levorech al yeshiva sukkah kol zayin yeser al achilas matzah kol zayin. Why? Because you can't live without a sukkah, you can live without matzah. What's shad? The kavona is that since you can't live without a need for a sukkah, memeila, the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah is a kiyum mitzvah a yomtif. It's not stam a maisa mitzvah. Just that din that obligates you to be Samech and Sukkos also obligates you to do it in the sukkah. So since it's a din mitzvah the kedusha yom of yomtiv, mele you can make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah even though it's a rishus, because din in the yomtiv is a chiyuv. So when you're sitting in the sukkah, you're mekayim chagas sukkas tasel chashivas yomim. Since you can't live without a sukkah, so that shows you that this sukkah is inherently shaykh to the whole chag. You're going to need this sukkah over the chag. And memela, if you're going to need this sukkah over the chag, that shows you, it could be, based on our agdara, that sukkahs is a kiyum in the yontif. That's part and parcel of the yontif. If you can't live without sukkah, so it's an intertwined with the din of chag sukkah tasel shivas yamim, of making sukkahs for 7 days. Sitting in the sukkah is one and the same with making sukkahs. So mele, you can make a bracha. So the etzem maisi yeshiva sukkahs rishus. But there's a din klali of making sukkahs. And that's a chiyuv. Everybody has to have sukkahs. And sitting in the sukkah is a kiyum of making sukkahs. So the mele, bracha is mandated. Hashem kein matzah, afshar listader b'li matzah. That's not part and parcel of the Hagdar of Mitzvah Pesach. It's just a rishus to eat matzah the other days. So mele, no bracha. You don't make a vitzivanu on a rishus. Not a chiyuv. You make a shirk l'shanu b'sayt sivanu when you're commanded. We're commanded to eat matzah the other days. So the Baal HaMor says you can live without matzah. So that shows you it's not a kiyum din in the yontif. So even when you eat it, yes, there's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a vitzivanu dika mitzvah. If sukkah was a maisa mitzvah and not a kiyum in the din yantiv, then you also wouldn't make a bracha because it's rishus. If you can avoid it, it's only chiyuv on the first night to eat bread in the sukkah. If the rest of the time you could theoretically avoid it, it would just be a maisa mitzvah, there'd be no bracha. But since it's a hechreach, it's necessary to sit in the sukkah, we learn that it's part and parcel of the yontif. That's the chag sukkahs tasel chashivas yamim. Then making sukkahs includes, as we've been discussing, as we've been explaining, sitting in the sukkah, it's a kiyum din in the yontif. And that's indicated by the fact that you can't live without it, can't go through yontif without it. And mele, there's a bracha. Because chag sukkahs tasel chashivas yamim is a chiyuv. Hashem kein chag matzah is also chiv. You have to make Pesach. You have to keep the holiday of Pesach. But the prat of eating matzah, that can be avoided. The meal is no bracha. And that would also explain Tumur Diketosis in Sukkah Mem Vav Amin Aleph, who says that the Shechiyanu that you make when you build the Sukkah can also count for the Shechiyanu on the Chag, on the Yantif. How can that be? How can Shechiyanu al Asiyas a Sukkah be a kiyum of the Shechiyanu on the Moed? And the answer is very good, that the Ikar Mitzvah Sukkah is on the Yantif. When you're building the Sukkah, when you make the Sukkah, you're making it for the yontif. So when you're building the sukkah, you're building it for the yontif, and that mandates a shechiyanu. And memela, that shechiyanu is also going to count for the yontif itself. Because already the whole shechiyanu that you're making is for the building of the sukkah, for the asiyas of the sukkah. And the Asiyas of Sukkah is a din in the Kiyum, and the Kiyum din in the Yantif. So maybe that Shachianu is also going to count for the Yantif. And with this, Mirtz Hashem, if God gives us life, Simchas Chaim, and everything else we need in order to continue, please God, we will hopefully see how this leads into the Hezber of the Pnimius Inyan HaSukkah, now that we got through the Lomdisha aspect. Now, hopefully in the next shiur, on this topic, we will go through the Pnimius HaInyanim and see Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem Rabosai. So, please stay tuned and please join me. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.